This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A former law enforcement officer died in a head-on collision Friday on Hullsboro Road South. Clay Haygood, age 51, crossed the center line and struck a minivan, according to the Highway Patrol. The other driver was transported to hospital with serious injuries. Haygood formerly worked for the Whiteville and Taber City Police. Taber City's Burger King was heavily damaged by fire early Friday. Staff was opening for the day when the kitchen and office began filling with smoke, Fire Chief Jeff Fowler said. Multiple departments turned out to assist Taber City. The fire started in the HVAC system in the ceiling. The building was virtually destroyed. Deputies arrested a Hallsboro woman for trespassing after she was found passed out in her neighbor's yard Saturday. Amber Muse, age 52, allegedly allowed her dog to attack the neighbor's chickens before she was found unconscious. Muse was out on bond after being arrested for trespassing at the Dollar General store just days earlier. Whiteville City Council on Tuesday will vote on the $2.1 million bid for renovations of the former news reporter building. Timeless Construction submitted the lowest of nine bids, which were presented last week to City Council. Both city staff and the architects for the project are recommending Timeless for the job. The meeting starts at 6:30 and can be attended in person or viewed online. Almost all the state, including Columbus County, is considered to be in a moderate drought right now. Brief rains that we've seen in recent weeks have not been enough to catch up with the normal water levels. The dry conditions have led to more forest litter while increasing the fire danger. No burn bans have been issued at this time for our area. Local fire departments have responded to several wildfires in recent days that started from debris fires. We will see some rain later this week. Catch our weather forecast with meteorologist Christopher Cawley at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Engage Life is hosting the Toys for Tots pickup Tuesday from 6 until 8 p.m. and on Wednesday from 8 a.m. until noon. Bring your ID and social security cards or birth certificates for each child. The church is located at 386 Thompson Town Road. A fluent Spanish speaker is urgently needed to help with the distribution. Call 910-409-9130. Tiffany Vazaria is still collecting donations for her annual toy drive that benefits needy families in Columbus County. Call her at 910-234-4101 or see our story at ColumbusCountyNews.com to help. James Edwards is collecting new or gently used blankets for distribution in Western North Carolina. Blankets will be accepted at Body Shapers in Whiteville through December 20th. The Veterans Memorial Park hosts a turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. at the park. All proceeds go to the Community Center Project. The Columbus Baptist Association is hosting Meet Me in the Alley in downtown Whiteville this Friday from 6:30 until 8:30. You can enjoy Christmas music, s'mores, cookies, giveaways, and the Christmas story. The free event is sponsored by Crossroads Church, the Pleasant Plains Baptist Church Women's Missionary Union, and Beaver Dam Original Free Will Baptist Church. Welcome, PFWB Church will host its Christmas Cantata Sunday at 11 a.m. and the Youth Play Bethlehem Express Sunday night at 6. Welcome is located at 3104 Old Cribtown Road, Chadburn. Macedonia Free Will Baptist Church will present a children's Christmas program December 22nd at 6 p.m. The church is located at 48 Crusoe Island Road, Whiteville. Trinity Baptist Church is going to host a Christmas candlelight service December 22nd at 6 p.m. Trinity is located at 201 South Thompson in Whiteville. Magnolia Baptist Church is going to host the Savior is Born Christmas program December 23rd at 6 p.m. The church is located at 1558 Crusoe Island Road. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.